Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how your platform stands out? I'm testing different voice AI solutions and would love to hear what makes yours special.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI services. But hey, I appreciate the warm greeting. So back to business, what can you tell me about your voice AI platform? What cool features do you have?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Hi. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hey, Mary. Nice to hear from you again. I'm familiar with Dasha AI as a platform that powers natural, human-like conversations with AI. But I'd love to hear from you directly. What's new or exciting about your services? How do you help companies like Vector Solutions?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha. Oh, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging without sounding robotic. How exactly does your AI handle those challenges? Does it personalize interactions well?
Tell me more about personalizing interactions.
Ah, great question. Our AI uses advanced natural language understanding to tailor conversations based on each prospect's responses and context. It's not just scripted lines, it adapts in real time, making the interaction feel genuinely human. This way, prospects feel heard and valued, which boosts engagement and conversion rates. Pretty neat, huh? Would you like me to share how easy it is to integrate this into existing systems?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining the future sounds exciting. I'd picture a smooth, fully automated lead generation process where the AI handles initial outreach with a natural, engaging tone, freeing up human agents for high-value tasks. Conversion rates would be noticeably higher and revenue growth steady and predictable. Plus, the system would learn and improve continuously. How do you support clients to reach that kind of success?
What do you mean by freeing up human agents for high-value tasks? Why is that important to you?
Good point to clarify. By freeing up human agents, I mean the AI takes care of routine, repetitive calls, like initial lead qualification, so your team can focus on complex conversations that need a personal touch, like closing deals or building relationships. It's important because it boosts efficiency and lets your skilled people do what they do best, which ultimately drives better business results. Does that align with what you've seen in your clients?
Tell me more about boosting efficiency and letting skilled people do what they do best.
Sure thing. Boosting efficiency means the AI handles high-volume, repetitive tasks quickly and consistently without fatigue or errors. This reduces wait times and speeds up lead qualification. Meanwhile, your skilled team can focus on nuanced conversations that require empathy, creativity, and problem-solving, things AI can't fully replicate yet. This balance maximizes productivity and improves customer experience. It's like having a super smart assistant that handles the busy work so your experts shine. Does that sound like something your team would appreciate?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to the here and now, smart move. Well, common challenges I hear about include difficulty reaching decision makers, inconsistent lead quality, and the time it takes to follow up with prospects. Plus, keeping conversations natural and engaging without sounding scripted is a big hurdle. Do any of those ring true for you, or is there something else on your mind?
What are all the ways those challenges with reaching decision makers, lead quality, and follow-up are affecting your business right now?
Those challenges can really slow things down. For example, struggling to reach decision makers means missed opportunities and longer sales cycles. Poor lead quality wastes time chasing prospects who aren't a good fit, and inconsistent follow-up can let hot leads slip away, hurting revenue. Altogether, it can create a bottleneck that limits growth and stresses your sales team. Does that sound like what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those bottlenecks and stress on your sales team are impacting your overall business goals?
Absolutely. When bottlenecks happen, your sales pipeline gets clogged, meaning fewer deals close on time and forecasting becomes less reliable. Stress on your sales team can lead to burnout, lower morale, and higher turnover, which disrupts momentum and increases hiring costs. Ultimately, these issues slow revenue growth and make it harder to hit your business targets. It's like trying to run a race with hurdles in the way. Does that resonate with your current situation?